Today, I want to share what I think might be one of the most underrated aspects of Jesus's death and resurrection that we get to experience today. You see, not only did Jesus's death and resurrection give us a way out of our sin through salvation through Christ, but it actually gave us all access to communicate with God and to experience his presence personally. See, I think this is so important. Number one, because God desires relationship with us. You see, it's not just about rules or regulations or religion when it comes to God, but it's about connectedness with God himself. And number two, I think we could all agree that every healthy relationship requires good communication. And so how do we communicate with God? How do we take advantage of the privilege that we have today? Well, I think one of the ways that we do that is through prayer. What I love about scripture is that scripture teaches us not only how to pray, but how to create a rhythm of prayer in our day-to-day lives. For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, we are taught to pray continually, or to pray without ceasing in some translations. In other words, that means we have to make prayer a constant part of our day-to-day lives. I know that can be challenging for us because oftentimes we see prayer as something that we'll do at the beginning or end of our day rather than seeing it as an opportunity to communicate with God constantly throughout our day. And so if we're going to take advantage of what Jesus did on the cross in giving us access to God, access to communicate with God, we should make prayer a constant part of our day-to-day lives. The next thing that scripture teaches us about prayer is actually found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And in this text, it says, devote yourselves to prayer. In other words, commit yourselves to prayer. We have to be committed to talking to God on a daily basis. It can't just be when we're feeling good or when everything is going great. And we also can't be committed to prayer when everything is going terribly wrong in our lives. We have to be committed to praying on a daily basis, regardless of our circumstances. The next thing that scripture teaches us about the rhythm of prayer in our life is that we should approach prayer with confidence. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, we are taught that when we approach our prayers and when we do so, we can do so in confidence because when we ask for things in God's will, he hears us. And so not only should we be constant in our prayer or committed in our prayer, but we should also ensure that we're approaching prayer with confidence, that we get to talk to Jesus, and we should approach that with absolute confidence, knowing that when we are talking to Jesus, when we are asking for things that are in his will, he hears us. Not only does he hear us, but he listens to us. And so that just encourages me to know that when I'm praying, I'm not just throwing up empty requests to God in heaven, but I'm actually talking to and communicating with God, and he is hearing everything that I'm praying for. And so I hope that we can develop these rhythms in our lives of making prayer a constant thing, of being committed and devoted to prayer, but also approaching prayer with confidence, knowing that we have absolute access to God as a result of what Jesus did on the cross for us.